Hi, and welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of spiritual insight and inspiration with me, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, we dive deep into the magical sea of you, to that place in you that's ready to activate, but might not even know what that means. Do you crave to be more spiritually connected? Intriguing, fun, and full of magic, we'll laugh and cry and talk about how crazy this life is. Offering healing and insights to lean into, this show broadcasts from pure divine love. Are you ready to light your eternal flame to spark some magic? Let's talk transformation. Oh, hi friends. Hi, Angie. Welcome. Happy Monday, everybody, or any other day that you're listening to this. The sky is bright and it's a beautiful day for a talk about kids. I'm Suzanne Alexandria, and I'm a healer in the Order of the Magdalene, operating here from my office in Denver, Colorado, in the Denver Tech Center. And I'm the founder of the Wings of Isis Healers Academy, where I help healers bust out their gifts to the world so that the world can see them and the world can be healed. Wings of Isis is about liberating the soul that wants to express as the true self, that has a unique perspective, that wants to create a powerful and amazing life and a shift, but might need some tools and a new focus to get there. I work with professional healers. I work with therapists and acupuncturists, other entrepreneurs. I work with families, couples, teens, kids. And today, this Soul Activation Podcast is gloriously all about kids, because kids benefit so much from energy shifting, from Reiki. And so I'm going to introduce my guest in a few moments. Her name is Angie Minig. But first, I wanted to share just a little bit about how this came to be for me. Besides wanting to feature Angie and her work, her amazing work and her company called Vibration Up, I wanted to share that I began also working with kiddos some years ago after I started to have transformative memories surface about like the impact of spirit helping me as a kid. I didn't grow up with the memories, but as I started to do some really deep healing about a year and a half ago, I started to remember that all along the way, when I was a kid having a fairly difficult time of it, spirit was right there with me. And I started to recall that I always had this profound connection with God, what I call God. I was brought up in a Christian tradition in a Methodist church, and I always could feel that special something that held me. And I know what a blessing that is. And then I started to realize and remember and get clear that, you know, kids come wired with that. I mean, they are already super wired to be connected. But if the truth is, if we don't talk about that with them, if we don't help kids cultivate their connection with whatever it is in your life, with God, with spirit, with love, with energy, they often, you know, kind of forget that. And so today we're talking about tools, about services. And for me, it's just such a joy to even bring a little more awareness to other parents who might have forgotten or might remember and who might want to know what's available. Because both Angie and I have been teaching kids, and it's pretty profound. Little kids already, it doesn't even take much for them to establish a truth within themselves that, yeah, there's something that holds me. There's something bigger than me. They know it innately, but if we don't talk about it with them, they can easily kind of lose it. So as I said, I started to surface memories of being held and literally talking to angels and being helped. And I started to remember, I spent an inordinate amount of time in my backyard under a certain willow tree that was my tree. And I can now see and look back at these times where my guides, my angels were talking to me, were helping me feel safe, were helping me know what I needed. And when, I mean, I came to tears when I saw that. It was so profound because I did also lose that and come back to it in my adulthood. And that's probably a very familiar story for a lot of parents who are going to be listening today. So ever since then, since this beloved remembering, I've just relished the opportunity to help other parents and kids know that no matter what, there is a force greater than we can even imagine. Divine love, divine light, healing light, angelic angels, guides, God, spirit, whatever you want to call it. And I know Angie will agree. It's powerful and it's extraordinary. And she's got some real life stories about how she's helping kiddos and moms. So Angie Minnig, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here to talk about my two favorite topics, which are kids and Reiki. So
yes, it's a perfect combination. Cheers to that.
You put them together and it's magic.
Yes. All right. Well, I want to introduce you. Angie Minnig is a student of my Wings of Ice Healers Academy, and it is such a joy. We were just collecting ourselves, and just to see you flourish into the healer that you are is pure joy for me, because we were saying, who knew, you know, a couple of years ago, you were in a very different place, and we're going to speak about that. But Angie has such a unique angle. She's got two little kids who she assists with Reiki, who love crystals and bugs and animals, and they're such a joy to watch. She teaches Reiki, and she's got a certain clientele now here online, both virtual and in Parker, Colorado, working with kids and teens with pretty profound things going on. So we'll talk about that, like anxiety, depression, sleep disorders, that kind of thing. And she's learned how to work with kiddos to have some pretty profound shifts in their energy, because we know when you shift your energy, you shift your life, right? But and before becoming a healer, Angie has a bachelor's degree in journalism and PR. So that's why you'll notice on her beautiful website that flair. And a master's degree in public administration. She's worked in the nonprofit sector and in banking, but she's left all that behind to work in the light. So thank you. So what do you want to start with, Angie? Just if there's one kind of overall welcome message, what would you like to say to our listeners?
So one of the things that I've learned in working with kids is they just have this really pure energy. And as they get older, they start kind of learning or getting the understanding from society that that's not okay. I mean, kids believe in magic until they're 12 and they stop believing in it because everyone tells them to. So my main message today would be let kids be kids, listen to them, support them, love them, and let them get their feet in the dirt, let them explore, let them be magical, and let them have magic as long as they can.
Mm-hmm. And don't think they're making it up.
Right? Will tell me, my son is Will and he's 6. He will tell me that he's talking to trees.
Mm-hmm.
Normal society would say, no, you can't talk to trees. And I'm like, that's right, buddy, what are they saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of reframe your questions, it will allow them to have a stronger voice and allow them to believe and explore so much more.
Mm-hmm.
So much
else. I know, like trust them, because they're these little innately connected beings. Like they are talking to trees if they say they are.
And just because
everything has a spirit
thing mm-hmm. at the same time, then mm-hmm. doesn't mean that he's not hearing anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He has quite a way with words and sound too, right? Like he brings forth a lot of sound from what you've told me. And that's like a form of channeling mm-hmm. of bringing out this, you know, profound higher vibration energy.
Mm-hmm. And one of the first things that Suzanne and I did together was help Will through some of his nightmare issues. When he was younger, I think he was just 4 at the time. Mm-hmm. And I don't even want to call them nightmares. It was more like night terrors. And he would wake up screaming. And it was horrifying, as you know, a parent not knowing how to help him. And at the time, I didn't know how to help him. Mm-hmm. And so Suzanne had helped me with some of, you know, my emotion as I got started doing Reiki. And so I asked her and we started working with Will. And we did some clearings for him. We adjusted things in his room and we did some sage, we did some clearing out. And those nightmares stopped like overnight. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable. He was having them night after night after night. Mm-hmm. And we cleared it.
Like, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It was amazing. And so he still will mention it. It's this hippo with covered in grass. And it's just this strange image that he has of this hippo. And it would always be chasing him and his friends. And then after we did these clearings, he still has dreams about it, but he's the one in control. Mm-hmm. And we shifted that for him and made a new reality for him. And once we did stuff like that, I'm like, we have to tell moms about this. We can help them figure out these night terrors or these anxieties and get these kiddos on the right path right now, rather than waiting till they're 50 years old and we have to go back and address things from when they were 4.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And I mean, fundamentally, it's taking away fear with mm-hmm. understanding and infusing the light and love that we know. And you can make profound changes, you know, clearing and then talking to your kiddo. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. And you have this way with kids, with your kids, with other kids, to help them understand. Because it was really key that you helped Will understand in his own way of understanding what was going on. We didn't tell him exactly what we saw, but, you know, he got enough of what he needed and the support of divine compassion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's profound. And I know you have other stories we'll talk about too. But that was just such a pleasure. And I know, like, as a healer, you've had a number of those realizations that mm-hmm. are like, oh, this stuff works. Okay, this is what I'm changing my life to, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, even just a few years ago, I found you through a holistic doctor that I was seeing for my knees. And right before my knee surgery is when I found you. So you helped me not have any knee pain. And then I was also going through a number of other emotional things with multiple deaths in my family, multiple surgeries. And I think I just Reiki sort of found me through you. And I was ready. I'm like, okay, I need this. I need this healing. I need this guidance. And it just has turned into so much more than I ever imagined.
Oh yeah. Running a business.
And it just took off. So thank you. That.
Well, you're welcome. It's an honor. And, you know, you said yes to it. And that we do, I mean, we often say that Reiki practitioners, right? When Reiki does find you when you're ready. But, mm-hmm. and you have to open your heart to it, right? What do you attribute that success to? Like, what was it in you? You were, just for listeners, you were going through a really tough time on all fronts of your life. And mm-hmm. it was manifesting in pain, stress, physical, serious mm-hmm. issues, mm-hmm. hospitalizations. What really was it in you that was like, that was the shift?
That's a good question. I think, I don't know if, well, it was me that shifted, but it was God, it was spirit, it was mm-hmm. everything divine just picked me up and said, this is what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't even up to me other than to say, okay, I give up. It was just a surrender.
Yeah.
And because I didn't know what else to do at that time, I'm like, I don't know, I give up. And yeah. God, you got this. And you know,
Jesus, take the wheel. Yeah.
I give him you. And I think that day you're like, hey, Angie, you were on the phone and you said, I'm going to start this class. And I'm like, I'm in. Mm-hmm. So it just, everything happened and I listened and and it turned into this.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You listened. And even though you didn't know, you knew something and you knew. And I just always, I love to share that and emphasize that because we can't often even imagine what is coming for us or even what's available, but you followed the nudge and you said, okay, yes. Like you did surrender, but yeah, but part of you really stepped in. Mm-hmm. And you started to use it and practice it and give yourself Reiki and figure stuff out.
And give
you can't just lay there on the couch.
They love this. They're completely willing to let me practice on them whenever I want. And it helps. You know, if they can't, they look, Mom, I need some Reiki. Okay. And they're out. And a lot of the kids that I see in my office, I start doing Reiki and they fall asleep immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, happens because they get so relaxed and finally just
like, well, when you get this dose of angelic high light coming into your whole body because someone like you is doing this, it mesmerizes. It does so many things. Yeah. So let's talk about the kinds of we'll call them issues you're working with kids and parents. So maybe let's start with stress and that kind of thing, and then we'll go into some physical things.
One that's very broad that I see with most kiddos and most younger kiddos, like between 5 and 8 to 10, they have throat chakra blockages. And we touched on this at the beginning where adults will say, no, don't believe in that, or no, that's not real, or tell them their make-believe friend isn't really there. But we're taking that away from them. And then I go and I clear it. And I tell them, believe in this. It's okay. Believe in what you believe. And so I am gently coaxing parents along to listen. And that really comes up a lot with pretty much every kiddo that I see is, I mean, not the make-believe necessarily for every kid, but being heard, because we're in an electronic age where it's so much easier to plop the kids in front of a TV and to be on our phones. And I mean, I'm guilty of it too. We all do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really encourage parents to listen and really hear their kids and not tell them what to think. I mean, guide them, of course, you know, don't let them go nuts, but
and listen. Not discount, right? Don't discount their experiences, because their experiences are valid. They might be explaining it in a way that only they can understand, but you know, it's not really make-believe.
Yeah.
There's something there.
Right. Because as soon as you tell them, that's not true, or stop crying, or whatever we're discounting, that suppresses that. So the next time they're not going to talk about it. And pretty soon there's more things they don't want to talk about. Even if it's, you know, unicorns aren't real, then the next time they want to talk to you about unicorns, they're not. They won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
What if they're having someone be, you know, someone bullying them at school? They're not going to have that trust to come and say, Mom, I need to talk to you about it, because you might discount them again. So it's really working with parents and kids. And we'll touch on this later in a meditation that I'm going to do about opening communication with parents and kids, like both ways. So that's one of the main just overall issues that I see for a lot of the kids. But more specifically, I see kids for canker sores and sleep issues. Like if they don't want to sleep in their bed by themselves, I know that's a pretty big issue we have had some of that with Will. He wanted to sleep with Mom and Dad instead of in his own bed. Anxiety, like we mentioned, nightmares, and even cavities. Like we.
Oh yeah, we'll tell the canker sore overnight, like gone. We know how canker sores can be, and then talk about the teeth.
A week ago, we were on vacation, and my daughter's like, she swelled up under here, and she's got some allergies, and I'm thinking, okay, she's got some gland issues. So I did some Reiki, and then I noticed that she had a canker sore, which can cause swelling over here. So I did some Reiki for her that night, and the next day it was gone. She had no
pain. In one day, I mean, one night, yeah. So
usually when those start, they last at least a week, right? Mm-hmm. So hers was gone the next morning. Mm-hmm. And it was a pretty bad one. I'm thinking, oh, we're going to have to go get some medicine for that. But no, we don't. I mean, we don't need antibiotics all the time, and we don't need to do allergy medicine all the time. I mean, sometimes there's a place for all of that, of course, but if you can heal naturally, that's always my first go-to, because something's energetic that we just need to clear out.
Right. And you know, what Reiki teaches us is that most disease, most dysfunction in the body is like a buildup of some kind of blockage. Mm-hmm. And Reiki helps clear that out so that the body can kick in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So talk about the teeth. This is a miracle story. So you guys want to listen.
This is one of my favorite stories. This is also with my daughter, Catherine. So this was, I think, maybe a year or year and a half ago. She went into the dentist and had 8 cavities. And, you know, me, mom, I'm like, mom guilt sets in.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we got to start brushing better. We got to do this. And they wanted to pull teeth and then put some spacers in because she had abscesses. And I mean, I knew that she had an abscess because I could see that. But so we went to the dentist and they, you know, did all the fillings and did everything and wanted to pull. And I said, okay, she's, you know, I think she was 6 or 7 at the time. I'm like, let's just give me 2 months. Give me 2 months. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to pull anything. And he said, I've never seen an abscess like this heal on its own. We always, you know, for most cases have to pull it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did some Reiki, and we also put her on fermented cod liver oil. It's just a pill. It's that gives extra minerals and vitamins. And she has not had a cavity since.
I mean, her cavities went away, right?
She had to have some of them filled.
Oh, filled. Okay. Yeah.
But the abscess went away.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to do any.
Oh my gosh.
Any filling, anything after. I said, give me 2 months.
Wow.
So we were able to help her out. So she didn't have her teeth pulled.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that may not be the case for every kid. I mean,
right.
In her case, it was.
And somehow the thing is, you followed your intuition too, Angie, right? Like you knew and followed your heart that, oh, there's a different way. Let me try this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the key, you know, being open and following your heart.
The dentist was like, what did you do?
Wow. I'm surprised he didn't want to hire you, but he'd be out of business.
So let the kids know that in an alternate way.
Yeah. So tell me, like, how do you work with littles? And literally, you're in your office if y'all are watching the video. I mean, what's it like, and what could parents expect if they want to work with you?
Sure. So I have a lot of fidget toys for one, and I have a lot of crystals.
Mm-hmm.
I usually have something like, here's one, you know, just, and I'll tell them to make me a square, you know, I'll tell them that, and they don't have to be quiet. They don't have to be silent. It's very casual. We just chat and I'm doing Reiki over them. I usually start at the crown and I go down to their feet and then I ground them. And for kids under 10 or even 12, I keep it to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's about as long as they're going to want to sit.
Yeah. Yeah.
This session.
Do you have them sitting or laying usually, or both?
Whatever they feel like. Sometimes my bend table is here. Sometimes they're sitting on the table playing with crystals, but usually they're laying down because they know what they're doing. Like they just like assume position and they're ready and their hands are up. They're like, They know what they're doing.
I know, right? They come from that. Yeah.
What's cool about Reiki is, you know, your hands heat up. And when I start a session with the kid, my hands heat up immediately because they are so open. They are ready and they just, they know.
Yeah. It feels,
and they don't
and
have
relief is here. Yeah.
And then, you know, they maybe have had electronics in their hand all morning, so they need some grounding. And so we reground them, realign everything. And I typically will go through each one of the chakras and I put my hands over top. And depending on the kid, they may or may not want me to touch them. I ask their parents if there's any sensory issues, or I ask the kid, do you want me to touch you or not? And sometimes they want a massage. I don't do massage. Sometimes they go, massage.
Yeah.
So I just ask them or kind of feel out every situation. Everyone is totally different.
Yeah.
And I do have a grounding mat that I put their feet on. So they get really good in grounding. It's a mat that plugs in to a grounding wire in the wall. Mm-hmm. I recommend that for parents as well, to have their kids sleep on one of those, because that just brings everything into alignment and grounding. In fact, I was even going to put this up and show you guys. This is a wonderful, wonderful book. And it's also a YouTube video. It's on.
Can you read the name of it?
Yes, it's called Earthing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by Clinton Ober. And it's all about the benefits of grounding yourself into the earth, like getting kids' feet in the dirt. And it's just a wonderful book.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason for so much disconnect. We know mm-hmm. it. It's as simple as that. And earth energy is Reiki too.
Yeah.
Supremely healing.
Yeah, so they're on a grounding mat and they're having Reiki. They're going to feel really good or they're going to fall asleep.
Yeah. So what do the parents say when their kids, you know, what do the parents, how do the parents respond to these sessions?
They usually tell me how good their kid sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that one night. They're like, oh my gosh, my kid slept through the night. Or
sleep,
how relaxed they are. They're asking for their next session.
Yeah.
So they feel the benefit of it. And sometimes the parents will then book after.
Yeah.
So
awesome. And you're going to move into teaching parents mm-hmm. Reiki too.
Yes.
So that they can do what you do at home. So tell us, Angie, tell us about your company and how to reach you and also your upcoming program or classes.
Yeah. The class that I have, there's one that's coming up July 10th and there will be more following that. So keep an eye on my website, which is vibrationup.com. And we're going to be doing some kid programming and family programming. It doesn't have to be moms. It can be dads too. And it can just be a grown up with a kid too. So we're going to be doing lots of programming coming up.
Yeah. And what's the focus? Like, what's your unique focus for those?
Each class will be different, but the mm-hmm. one I'm going to be doing in July will have, it will just be the kids. And I will talk with the parents prior to that to see if there's any specific things to work on with that kiddo. And then we're going to make a chakra wheel, which will have each color, and then they'll have a clothespin so they can tell their parent which emotion they're feeling.
Oh, nice.
And we'll probably do some sort of chakra balancing, Simon Says, and games, grounding. So that's going to be about 2.5 hours on Saturday. So
fun.
Information about that on my website too.
vibrationup.com. Okay. And you can also, listeners can subscribe to Angie's email list and stay in touch if you miss this one, or you'll have some more online. So vibrationup.com. Get on her list because she sends lovely motivational emails every Monday. So let's see. I just wanted to kind of close. So Angie's going to do a beautiful, like a 10-minute meditation. So I wanted to give parents a heads up. If you're listening to the recording, you might want to get your kiddo or pause and do this with your kiddo, or do it now and then do it later with your kiddo. But we're gearing it very specifically to have an experience of little meditation and energy shifting right during while you listen to this. So that's coming up. What do you think, like, tell us just before we move to break,
mm-hmm.
any big ahas that have come out of sessions, even with you or with your clients or kiddos? Like, whoa,
anything?
No, a few. Let's hear a few.
I guess my major aha in all of this work is just to trust the little signs and don't be wondering if, is that a sign? Like, if it's there, it's a sign. Mm-hmm. So lean into your intuition.
Yeah.
You can do it. Grownups can do it. And it's a whole new world.
Oh, that's perfect. I know. If it's there, trust it. Yeah, you didn't just see that for, it's no accident. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's perfect. And if you're giving kiddos that message and teaching parents, that's why, you know, you and I work so much with parents, because it's kind of like you hear with dog training, like it's the owner that has to be trained when you get a puppy, because, you know, like the puppy knows, but the owner needs to learn how to let the dog be a dog. So it's the same thing. Like, we gotta let our kids show us. And you and I both know, having kids, they're teaching us so much every single day. So
they're magical. That's great.
Yeah. Let them.
And the kids, let them cry when they have to cry.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, how about we're going to move into a break. I'm talking with Angie Minig on Soul Activation Podcast. And after this break, you all are in for a treat with a beautiful kids chakra balancing meditation. So we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the second and fourth Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Hi everyone, welcome back. I'm Suzanne Alexandria and you're listening to Soul Activation Podcast. with my dear friend and soul sister and Reiki healer, Angie Minig. And we've been talking about Reiki with kids and all the profound benefits of Reiki for our little ones and our teenagers. And so we're going to do a beautiful healing chakra balancing meditation in just a few moments, and she's going to guide us. But first, I just wanted to say, you know, one thing we both know for sure is that our kids need connection. They need connection with us, and they need, I think, it is my belief, they need connection with that which is bigger than them. You know, that which I call spirit, divine, love, God. When they have that, they come out of this world of thinking they're all alone. And that's really one of my motivating factors for working with kids, because I know that feeling all too well of feeling like I'm alone and there's no one who loves me. And that, you know, we all know that. And so teaching our kids to go to that well within, if you ask me, it's one of the biggest gifts we can give them, because that is connection for a lifetime. So we invite you to listen to this. If you care to go and get your child, you could pause this and keep listening. It's geared towards parents and kids together, or individually, or however you wish to have that be. So Angie Minig is a Reiki healer, and she's going to be guiding you for the next 10 minutes or so through each chakra with her explicit, amazing way she works with little kids to help them to tap into their inner knowing, their feelings, their gut instinct, their energy, the knowing that they actually have an energy system that's super amazing technology. you know, just letting them know that that's a thing is such a profound gift, right? Angie, it's like, if they know that their energy, the thing with energy is it can shift, it can change. It doesn't have to stay one way. And that's what we teach adults. But giving kids that know-how that they're in control of themselves far more than they might think, that's huge. That's huge for them to know. So, you know, even asking questions like, how do you want to change that? How do you want to, you know, transform? Or how can I help you change that so you're not stuck in that feeling or in that thinking? I mean, that's a huge gift. So with that, I'd love to turn it over to Angie. We'll bring in Reiki energy. This will be infused. And I definitely feel an overlight of some angels, like Archangel Gabriel works with kids. And if I could just say, I often teach parents to connect with the angels too. And because kids like that very tangible evidence through imagery and such. And they know, they usually know it's real. So Archangel Gabriel, thanks for joining us too.
Lots of colors.
Yeah. All right, Angie, it's all yours.
Okay. So I'm hoping that our kiddos are here. We're going to do a grounding meditation that you can use whenever you feel like your vibration is low. As we get into this, I want you to remember this is a place that's all yours, and it can be anything that you want. This is a meditation about a tree and a magic balloon. So kiddos, get comfortable. When I say take a deep breath, I want you to fill your tummies as full as you can. This air is coming straight down from the heavens or outer space. As you let your breath out, the air is going straight down through your feet into the ground. Let's take 3 deep breaths. 1. 2. 3. Empty all of the air out of your tummy and breathe normal. Now I want you to imagine that you are a tree. That's right, a big giant oak tree or an aspen tree or an apple tree or anything that you want. Imagine that there are roots coming out of your feet and digging down into the ground. The roots keep you safe and secure. And you reach your arm branches way up into the sky and you high five a cloud. You notice that there's a balloon stuck in your branches. It's a beautiful light violet color. If you're feeling disconnected or out of sorts for any reason, just say to yourself, "I am light." And the little balloon releases and floats away with anything that feels disconnected. Bye-bye, violet balloon. But now there's another balloon, and it's dark purple. If you feel like you are having trouble sitting still or sometimes staying focused on something, go ahead and just put that up in the balloon. Keep your eyes closed and think to yourself, "I am calm and creative." And release that purple balloon. And you can say it with me, "Bye-bye, purple balloon." But now there's a blue balloon stuck up there. Have you ever felt like someone didn't understand what you were trying to say? Put any of those frustrations up in that balloon and say to yourself, "I easily talk about my feelings." Wave, "Bye-bye, blue balloon." Now you have a green balloon up there. If you feel bad about anything that happened a long, long time ago and you just can't seem to get rid of it, it still kind of bugs you, put it up in that green balloon. And say to yourself, "My feelings are balanced." Bye-bye, green balloon. Oh my gosh, now there's a yellow one up there. Okay, if you've ever felt bad about yourself for any reason, give it to that yellow balloon. There is no room for ever feeling bad about yourself. Say in your heart, "I love myself." And send it off in that yellow balloon. There go any bad feelings about yourself. Bye-bye, yellow balloon. Now, there's an orange one stuck up there. Have you ever gotten in an argument and felt bad about it? It goes into this orange balloon. Sometimes we disagree, but we always must be kind. You say, "I am a good friend." Bye-bye, orange balloon. Now there's a red balloon. This is a good one. If you've ever felt scared, I want you to put those feelings into this red balloon. And there it goes. "I am safe." Bye-bye, red balloon. Now our balloon is pure white. You think, "I am happy and grounded." Your balloon stays right there. And you get to come back here anytime you ever want to release more of these balloons. This space is always yours and yours alone if you ever need it. It's your safe and grounding place. So when you're ready, you can take a few minutes if you want. But when you're ready, open up your eyes, and I invite you to draw a picture of the tree that you saw and any color balloon that you want. And then I want you to go tell a grown-up about the balloon that you drew and tell them what you released. And then they have to tell you what they released when they did this too. So you get to learn about grown-ups, grown-ups get to learn about the kids.
Beautiful. Thank you, Angie. I just want to stay there with that white balloon, inside the white balloon. I'm probably not alone. Oh, thank you. I know this has profound reach for you, and it's so exciting to bring, you know, just bring the simple, it's simple and yet so, so powerful, right? Like what you're teaching parents and kids, because I think that's one of the things, like with this beautiful exercise, we don't have to hold on to stuff.
There's
a way to do, you know, to let go. There's lots of ways, and this is one very powerful one.
Yeah, and this goes down in affirmation for each chakra, which is each color. Yeah, it's just a simple visual that the kiddos can easily mm-hmm. see. Mm-hmm.
And give it up to something bigger. And don't we all need that?
Yeah, it's not just for grown-ups too, although I did gear it towards littles, but
yeah. Beautiful.
Well,
any last words of wisdom to parents who are listening or to kids? Any last thoughts that you want to share as you bust out your own balloons and build your business vibration up?
No, I'm so happy that I can be here and share this. And I mean, I'm passionate about helping kids, and just by spreading the word that there are different options that can help kids. Mm-hmm. That's my message, is
there's light. There's a light out there that we can tap into.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I wish we could play that song, You Are Light by India Ari. I am light. That's playing in my head right now. Mm-hmm. So parents of you, I can't play it because I don't have the license, but you can go to YouTube and listen to that. That's good for kids too. I am light. Mm-hmm. It's a really good song.
Oh, I'll have to go.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you, Angie. You can find Angie at vibrationup.com. Sign up for her email. Ask her about her classes. There'll be some online. You know, maybe the listeners even have custom classes they'd want to bring you into, like moms groups. That would be pretty cool.
I would love that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And I'm Suzanne Alexandria. It's a pleasure to be with you all every second and fourth Monday, not Wednesday, at 3 o'clock Mountain Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Soul Activation Podcast, where we talk about ways that we all ignite our eternal light. And that is what my dear guest, Angie, has done. You lit yourself up, you healed yourself, and now you are in divine high service to others. And it's such a pleasure. So if anyone is interested in my work with Wings of Isis Healers Academy, please, you can find me at suzannealexandria.com. You can sign up for my email as well. And I offer free consultations to talk about what you're ready for. And we can see if we're a fit.
So, listen to the signs and say yes.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Listen to the signs. If you have a nudge, reach out for a free phone call. It's worth it. Okay, thank you everyone, and we'll see you next time on Soul Activation Podcast.
To me, this path of healing and enlightenment is this immaculate process of finding all the parts of us that have been lost and hidden and even taken, and then very masterfully and lovingly recombining ourselves, coming into our true self. And then all of a sudden realizing, oh my gosh, I'm home. Thank you for listening to Soul Activation Podcast. For more information about me, visit suzannealexandria.com. Tune in every second and fourth Monday, 2 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.